بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نسينا شعرف حضرت حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، میرا کوئی نہیں آہا تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا، اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا، میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا، میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نہ خدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نہ سزا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نہ سزا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا، تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا، ورنہ اختر ہے اعمال سے بے نوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد، this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhsar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, which Hazrat has presented in beautiful poetic form, which Hazrat is showing us that our deen is very very enjoyable, and if we understand it, and the only place we will get understanding of deen and proper direction, Allah Ta'ala has commanded, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, that O people, you have brought iman, you have fallen into the group of my friendship, which is a very great honor, but now build your friendship and connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Hazrat is teaching us, when a person treads this path, now he starts realizing what is the reality of the kalima la ilaha illallah. Like when a person starts learning the kalima in childhood days, and then we just know the meaning, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. But when you tread the path with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, then you come to know what is the reality, and Hazrat has mentioned the loving meaning of the kalima la ilaha illallah. That a person now tells Allah, Mera koi nahi ah, tere siwa. That, oh Allah, you take a deep sigh from the bottom of your heart. Oh Allah, who is there for me besides you? There is nobody for me besides you, oh Allah. Our Hazrat explained so beautifully, if a person is a man, that is, he's got qualities of manhood, and your wife tells you that who is there for me besides you now? There's nobody for me. My father passed away. Nobody for me. And if you are men, you'll tell her, don't worry. I'm your support. I'll take care of you. So if you tell my husband, who's really a man, and he takes this in a proper tense, and he says to his wife, then Allah is the creator of human. Allah is the creator of love. When we read this kalima with love, Allah is not going to turn His full attention to us. Allah will definitely turn His full attention to us. Then a person will see what is the enjoyment of life. So Hazrat says here so beautifully, Mera koi nahi ah, tere siwa, eh khuda, eh khuda, eh khuda, eh khuda. And Hazrat is teaching us here how to plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How a child begs his mother for a small thing, for one sweet. We should be begging Allah Ta'ala for the love of Allah Ta'ala. And from the bottom of our heart, this ah, that comes out from the bottom of the heart, that a person after so many years, you pass your life in unmindfulness. You might have been performing salah, everything, but we didn't realize what is the object of this, to gain the closeness, the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now in the company of the lovers of Allah, like our Shaykh, in this Mubarak Majlis, when we start learning that the object of life is to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala, then when you start making zikr, when we learn from our elders how to make zikr, then you realize when you're saying, La ilaha illallah, oh Allah, eh khuda. And the Hazrat explains this, khuda is a Farsi word, as khud. Allah Ta'ala who is ever existing. Allah Ta'ala who is always in existence. Allah doesn't need any of His creation. But Allah Ta'ala has kept His doors open. And that is why Allah created us to become the close friends of Allah. So you say, oh my Allah, oh my Allah, who is there for me besides you, oh Allah? Then Allah Ta'ala puts His full attention upon a person. And then a person starts realizing that zindagi meri hai tera zikro lika, or meri maut hai tujhse ho main juda. What is the reality of life? That when I'm in the thoughts of my Allah, when I'm engaged in the zikr of Allah, and it starts on the tongue, and when this love starts penetrating the heart, then all the time a person is worried, what I am doing, is Allah happy with me? Whether you were in the masjid, whether you in with your family, whether you at your business, all the time. And that is life. And that is when a person has got life, and that is real zikr, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that the difference between a person who doesn't make the zikr of Allah and the one who makes the zikr of Allah is like a living and a dead person. So this is what is reality, that all of us, we look like we're living, but we got no life in us. We're just passing our life in a haphazard way. So a person starts realizing that real life is when all the time I'm concerned, am I obeying the commands of Allah according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when this concern comes, then a person realizes, the moment you become unmindful, or meri maut hai tujhse ho main juda, that if I, for a split second, I become unmindful of you, it is like I'm dead, oh Allah. And a person immediately wakes up, he starts making istighfar, he starts making tawbah, engage again in a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if he doesn't realize this, then Hazrat explains, what is the opposite side of the coin? Tere bin kyu andera andera hua? Meri dunya ka shamso kamar kya hua? Before we came in this majlis, before we realized what is the object of our life to gain the love of Allah, I was just passing my life. Then, oh Allah, without you, how come my life was just full of darkness? I was living in a bright place also. Lot of floodlights also. And worse, going to those places which look very bright. But the biggest darkness are there. Going to the clubs, going to the stadiums, etc. And my life was just uneasy. I was just living a miserable life. And that is why we shouldn't be fooled with the outward condition of the kuffar particularly. And think they are enjoying life. They are in misery all the time. In darkness all the time. Miraj and Arif, Hazrat is saying, the sun and moon of my life, the sun has risen, so bright, the moon also, 14 full moon is out, but I'm feeling like it's dark, all the time there's load shedding in my heart, because I don't have connection with Allah Ta'ala. And when a person starts getting this connection, then you realize, and to get this connection, a person has to make a little effort. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah says, you make that little effort, Allah will open many, many roads for you to come close to Allah. Then you realize, بَحْرِ تُوفَانِ غَمْ هَي مُخَالِفْ هَوَا. میری کشتی کا ہے, تو ہی بس نا خدا. That, oh Allah, I want to come to you and get this love of yours. But there is a whole ocean of storms that is blowing me in the opposite direction. We come for the majlis, we realize I must change my life. But after the majlis, you meet your friends, you go home. And worse, if we get involved in the hell phone, now all these attractions are like a whole storm again. But if a person just comes regularly and realize that the storms will be there, but I'll be in that ship of the love of Allah. So who will be piloting my ship? Allah will pilot my ship. And Allah Ta'ala will remove all these obstacles. And Allah will make it easy for us. And Allah has brought us here in this Mubarak month, ready already for the month of Ramadan Sharif, all to gain this love of Allah. And we'll see if we pay attention. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us. Then we'll see what we thought, there's storms in my life. But how Allah is guiding us. And every moment or in this majalis, we'll get the enjoyment of the closeness of Allah. And then a person will realize, you just make this little effort, search attentively, listen to the discourses, even if there's no discourses, just to be in the company of our Hazrat is a great ni'mat of Allah. Allah's rahmat is descending. Then a person will realize, Tere rahmat ka khursid roshan hua. Har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. Now I see all the time I was in darkness. But Allah, now I came in this Mubarak Majlis, you brought me here. And you want me to gain your love. Now I see the beautiful sun of your mercy has now descended upon you. As Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali explained, that in the company of the friends of Allah, it is like Allah is there. Like when the sun is shining, and there's a small hole in the wall or in the crevices, you see the sunlight coming. But you know where's that light coming? From the sun. So like that, the rahmat of Allah is descending on the friends of Allah. It's coming from Allah. When you sit in their company, now you'll see the beautiful sun. It can be a dark night. It can be a time of tahajjud. It's dark. But you'll enjoy the sun of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And now you'll realize, oh Allah, to get myself freed from all the crimes I've got. Now you'll realize, oh Allah, I've got so many criminal offenses by you. And everything is watertight. I'm only doomed for Jahannam. But oh Allah, now I see your mercy. That only out of your mercy you will forgive me. And a person starts making istighfar, tawbah. And then as you get this love of Allah Ta'ala, then you come to realize the only way to get salvation in the year after and to remain in goodness in this world, tera darya-e rahmat ka hai asra, warna akhtar hai amal se benawa. Now a person realizes, where is the greatness of Allah? Where can my actions ever make me reach Allah Ta'ala? But oh Allah, you have got that ocean of your mercy, that a person just turns to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala's rahmat comes down to him. So Allah, I only got hope in your mercy. Otherwise my actions are worth nothing. And who is saying it? A great lover of Allah. And this is the sign of love. As you start realizing how great is Allah, you realize how useless I am. My actions can never ever take me to Jannat. It is only Allah Ta'ala's mercy. So Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, engulf us in His mercy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. In the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, we're doing the chapter on fasting. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali writes here, that in the month of Ramadan, we have an extra additional ibadat called Taraweeh Salat. And it is the Sunnah Muakkada, So a person has to perform it unless there is a valid shari'i reason. And Taraweeh reduces the sleep to some extent. By means of Taraweeh Salat, one strives against the nafs. And in doing so, the nafs is disciplined. This ibadat of Taraweeh is an act which is greatly efficient in the spiritual training of the nafs. During the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has united two great and highly beneficial spiritual exercises in the form of Taraweeh and fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala has ordained fasting in Ramadan compulsory, and I have decreed by the command of Allah Ta'ala wakefulness at night. That is the Taraweeh Salat as Sunnat. Whoever in the state of Iman and the belief of Sawab fasts in Ramadan and stays awake at night, that is for Taraweeh, he emerges from sins purified as the day when his mother gave birth to him. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fasting in the Quran will intercede on behalf of the one on the day of Qiyamah. The fast will say, O Allah, I prevented him from eating and carnal desires. Therefore, for my sake, accept my intercession on his behalf. The Quran al-Kareem will proclaim, I prevented him from sleep. Therefore, accept my intercession on his behalf. The intercession of both of them will be accepted. In a lengthy ayat, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ. There are many, many qualities of the people of Iman, and amongst them the fasting man and the fasting woman. Allah Ta'ala has prepared for them a great reward and forgiveness. In the lengthy hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I swear by that being in whose possession is the life of Muhammad, the odor of the fasting person, of the mouth of a fasting person, is sweeter to Allah Ta'ala than the fragrance of musk. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fasting is exclusively for Allah Ta'ala. The thawab of it being limitless, no one knows besides Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the doors of the heavens are opened up on the first night of Ramadan. Not a single door among the doors of Jannah is then closed until the last night of Ramadan. For every salat performed, as it says, this refers to Taraweeh Salat, during the night of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala records 1,500 good deeds for every sajda of that salat. And for the fasting person, Allah Ta'ala creates in Jannat a mansion of red yaqut, a precious stone in Jannat. This mansion will have 7,000 entrances. So huge will be these entrances, that in each entrance will be located a palace of gold, adorned with red yaqut. When the Muslims fast the first day of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala forgives all of his sins committed from the first of the previous Ramadan. Daily, that is during Ramadan, from the time of Fajr Salat until sunset, 70,000 malaika supplicate for his forgiveness. In return for every sajda which the fasting person makes of any salat, whether during the day or night, he will obtain such a wonderful tree so huge that a horseman will take 500 years to pass under its shade. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu raised that during the last Jumu'ah of the month of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited a khutbah in which he said, O people, an auspicious month is dawned over you. In this month is a night which is superior to 1,000 months. Allah Ta'ala has made compulsory fasting in this month and has decreed wakefulness at night as sunnat, that is Taraweeh Salat. A nafal act rendered in this month for attaining proximity to Allah Ta'ala is equal to a farz act rendered in other months. A farz act rendered in this month is equal to 70 farz acts of other months. Whoever gives to a fasting person something for iftar, his sins will be forgiven, and he will be saved from Jahannam. He obtains as much sawab as the fasting person to whom he had given something for iftar, while the sawab of the person is not reduced in any way. The people ask, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of us are not by the means to give something for the iftar of another. They were under the impression that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam referred to a full meal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. The thawab is even for the man who gives another a date, a drink of water or milk for iftar. Another special ibadah during the month of Ramadan is i'tikaf during the last 10 days. I'tikaf during Ramadan is an ibadah which belongs to a class of sunnah known as sunnah kifaya. This ibadah is a collective sunnah upon all. However, if a few, even one person, renders the i'tikaf, the sunnah obligation will be discharged on behalf of the whole community. The ibadah of i'tikaf consists of secluding oneself inside the masjid for the last 10 days of Ramadan. The time has to be passed in ibadah. A few hadith are mentioned here. Hazrat Ali ibn Hussein radiallahu anhu narrates from his father that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who observes the 10 days of i'tikaf during Ramadan will obtain the thawab of 2 hajj and 2 umrah. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in regards to those who observe i'tikaf, they are prevented from all sins and they obtain thawab as if they are rendering all good deeds. By the practice of i'tikaf, one gains the opportunity of continuous residence in the masjid. We have already explained the significance of remaining in the masjid for ibadat. Women who intend to observe i'tikaf should do so at home. They should seclude themselves in a particular place at home. The special acts of ibadat in the month of Ramadan terminate with the coming of Eid. The hadith explains great significance of the day of Eid as well. In a hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Eid arrives, Allah Ta'ala addresses the angels. They, the Muslims, have fulfilled my faraz. They have emerged to make dua. I take oath by my splendor, by my grandeur, by my grace, and by my loftiness. I will most certainly accept their petition. Allah Ta'ala then proclaims to the believers, return. I have forgiven you and I have exchanged your evil deeds with virtues. They just return from the musalla, that is where the Eid Salat is performed, completely forgiven from sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.